From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And tomorrow marks the 20th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake. It killed 63 people in the San Francisco Bay Area. 42 of those deaths came in West Oakland when the upper deck of the Cypress Freeway collapsed onto the lower deck. Mina Kim from member station KQED reports that it's been a long road to recovery.
A wall-sized painting of a scene from the Cypress Freeway collapse hangs in the entrance of Oakland's Office of Emergency Services. In the image, a police officer, paramedic, and two other men are lowering a woman on a stretcher from the shattered structure into the hands of five waiting people. The painting was inspired by a photograph taken by Damon Burris. Now, 20 years later, Burris is seeing the painting for the first time.
I'm really surprised at how emotional, when you really think about what was going on that day. It was an intense moment, and just to see everybody coming together is really a beautiful sight.
Burris says the disaster brought out the best in West Oakland. Homeless people and residents of all races pitched in. Still, scores died in the rubble.
As I kind of walked around, there were many cars that had been crushed, and it was just hard to kind of think that you wouldn't be able to tell your children goodbye or say goodbye to any of your family members. I mean, nobody does, but it was just hard.
It was a day to remember. And from there on, everything changed for us.
Willette Weirich says she remembers the incredible silence and the fresh breeze that blew through the neighborhood when the thousands of cars the freeway carried were suddenly gone.
Well, we noticed it that night because it was just so different. We could feel the air because as a rule, we got very little wind and everything. And so we said, oh my God, the wind is blowing.
Weirich, along with many in the community, fought the plan to rebuild the freeway along its original route. They were successful, and the rerouting of the freeway around West Oakland took 8 years. Weirich says the effort catalyzed the community.
It kind of gave us, you know, an idea. Let's clean up our neighborhood. Let's make it better. And so things began to change.
But Weirich would be the first to admit the changes have been painfully slow. A landscaped median with flowers and shrubs now runs down the boulevard where the freeway once stood. But in the 20 years since the earthquake, few businesses have blossomed here. Crime and poverty persist, so do chronic health problems like asthma. Still, for all its troubles, there are pockets of new life, and plans are underway to revive West Oakland's historic train station. Last year, Tanya Holland opened up a new soul food restaurant in the neighborhood. Even with the downturn, it's thriving.
It's been really fun to just witness the change and the growth. Yeah, it feels great. It feels like its time has come.
For NPR News, I'm Mina Kim in Oakland.